I got loyalty, got royalty inside my DNA. Cocaine quarter piece, got war and peace inside my DNA. I got power, poison, pain, and
fellas, I know we're getting older. I know we want to keep our hair. I know we love our hair. You know, some of us may be suffering from hair loss, bald spots, patches, dry scalp, or even just want to start waves. So what I need you to do is go down to the description below and order a bottle of Twan's Wave Smack, made with 100% natural ingredients. You won't be disappointed. And when you order it, tell them E sent you. Shalom.
Shalom, shalom, everybody out there. All right. I thank you for tuning in to an episode of the Alpha Circle. Now, today we got a special guest in here today, my little brother from another mother. You know what I'm saying? Amanuwa. That's who we have in here today. You know, my brother is young and serving the Most High. So I got him on today because I want to know, how does it feel being young and serving the Most High so early? Right? So go ahead and introduce yourself, man.
Shalom, family. Shalom to the 12 tribes scattered abroad, family. You know, my name is Amanuwa. You know, I represent the Believers of the Way camp here in the Bay Area. But yeah, like he said, man, like, this is my big brother. You know, we got introduced to each other in Believers of the Way. So, you know, this is a solid brother right here. Like, you know, this is a type of brother where you can just call, dialogue, and get wisdom and game from, right? So I appreciate this brother. Matakashab. You know, before Ephraim, right? Yeah, this is a good brother right here, man. But yeah,
all praises, man. Yeah. Okay, so I got my brother on here today, right? We're talking about young and following God. Now, most of us grew up in a church, but we weren't into it. We weren't as biblically smart as this generation is today. Mm-hmm. Right? And so my brother here, he is how old are y'all?
20.
I thought he was 19, but he's 20. So, you know, just I wanted to see his experience and what he is going through from when he started to where he's at now. Right? So why don't you give us a bit of your backstory from when you found the Most High, when you found out whether you were Christian, Jehovah's Witness, whatever, you know, it's kind of, you know, break it down, you know, to where you are now.
Yeah, man. So, you know, I grew up in a Christian household my whole life, you know, going to church every Sunday, damn near every Wednesday for like the Bible study service. Yeah, you know, you know, just the whole thing, the whole nine, man. And, you know, my parents were pretty Christian too. Like, my family wasn't just the one in the mill, you know, we say we go to church or this. Nah, man, we went all out. My mom especially, you know, she pushed it. My mom, she used to sing for like the choir, for the alabanzas and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So, you know, my mom, she did that. My dad too. My dad, I remember when I was in kids class, my dad, he would teach my class. So my dad would like teach the kids and stuff like that. So my family was, you know what I'm saying, just in the church for real, man, for a long time. But I started seeking, I guess, more knowledge about the Bible when I got into high school.
All right. So before you get into that, how was the home dynamic of it, you know, being a Christian and being young? How was the home dynamic of it? Like, how was it when you were young, like in that age? Like, how was it in the household?
Yeah, man. You know, growing up, I'd say, you know, growing up my whole life, you know. Well, not my whole life, of course, but for a long period of my life, you know, my parents were real, you know what I'm saying? Pretty traditional for the most part, right? Pretty traditional Christian parents. You know, my parents only really listened to Christian music, like Hillsong, Yeah, you know, yeah. You got like the Elevation and you know, all the Spanish ones too.
Yeah.
I grew up in the Spanish church, so you know, that's one of the biggest things too. Just like I grew up going to the Spanish service and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm,
so that was real big for us too. But my household was pretty simple, man. I grew up, you know, getting discipline, right? You know, my dad, you know, I didn't see him read the Bible a lot, but he used Proverbs, the book of Proverbs a lot on us, on me and my brother, man.
Yeah, yeah.
He didn't spare the rod, man.
Yeah.
So, you know, we were disciplined, man, but all praises to the Most High, man. That pretty much kind of made me the person I am today, man.
So you can say it was a strict household.
For the most part, man. I mean, I grew up like a regular kid too. You know, I used to go outside. I played video games. You know, just kid stuff. You know what I'm saying? Just being a kid, like knocking on my homies' doors and being like, "Hey, yo, can you come outside?" Like, you know, regular stuff. You know.
Mm-hmm.
But I wasn't really. I was never in the streets. I wasn't doing nothing like that, man. I was just a kid, man. Just growing up.
And that's a good thing. That's a good thing. Yeah, that's a very good thing. I mean, I didn't, my family, they weren't the whole Christian and into church type thing. My great grandfather took my sister to church. He'll come every Sunday, pick her up and go take her to church. I never went to church till maybe I was about 11 or 12.
Right.
But I still didn't understand it. I just went because my brother's best friend invited us. So we went. So, I said that it was talking about, you know, Jesus at the time, you know? Yeah. So I'm like, man, I don't understand. I don't know what they talking about, man. So I just sat in the back and just vibed out. I seen my homegirl at the time. She was there. So me and her were just chilling, talking like, but I ain't understand the whole Bible thing at the time because my family didn't teach me that.
Right. Yeah.
You know? So in school,
mm-hmm.
How was it in school? Were you just an average kid still doing your thing, or were you like, you know, holier than thou when it came to being in school also?
That's super funny, man, that you bring that up.
Mm-hmm.
Because in school, I'll start with high school, right?
Mm-hmm.
People knew me like when I was like freshman, sophomore year of high school. People knew me as that Christian dude. Yeah. Like people knew me. I would talk to the homies like in club. My bad.
Yeah, all right.
For sure. My bad, family. But essentially, I was that Christian guy at school, man. I used to talk to people, you know, in class. I remember my math teacher, what's his name, man? It was Mr. I remember his first name for whatever reason. His name was Keith, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
Mr. Keith, let's just say Mr.
Yeah, Keith. Mr. Keith, right? Yeah. So Mr. Keith, I remember a couple times he had to tell me, he's like, "Emmanuel, hey man, let's talk about the Bible another time, man. And let's stick with the algebra because it was a math class, right?"
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So like you know, he used to tell me like, "Hey yo, like we could, you know, cool it down." But people knew me as that guy, man, in high school because I kind of used to push it, like, you know, people used to see me like, "Oh yeah, you know what I'm saying? I do what I do." But, you know, I wasn't really like, I wasn't going out and at lunchtime, you know, spreading the gospel. I wasn't doing none of that. But my spirit bared witness, man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was kind of shedding that light on people, more or less, right? Of course, I wasn't keeping the commandments like that.
Yeah.
But as far as like, you know, just that, kind of just how like I portrayed my, like pretty much portrayed myself.
Yeah.
I tried to be the best man I can be at that time.
Okay. I feel you. Okay. Right. So it was like you didn't want to be too out there with the book, or, you know, you just wanted to just be cool at the same time.
You know, I was cool with everybody.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So it wasn't like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it wasn't a thing where I was embarrassed of it, because like I said, I used to talk about it. But I used to just kind of like talk to people, kind of just like, you know, give game to people, just give wisdom, however way I can. You know what I'm saying? And I still do this to this day. Like I talk to my homies all the time that are still in the world. Like, hey, I be giving them game.
Of course. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
And it may not even seem so godly, Mm-hmm. But it's just game. The Bible has so much game. Read the book of Sirach. Read the book of Wisdom of Solomon.
I believe the Apocrypha has a lot of game in it. More, I ain't going to lie to you, more than the Holy Bible, but you know. Hey, don't bash me for that, but you know.
Yeah.
I believe it has more game than the actual Bible does.
Crazy game, for sure. Mm-hmm.
So, now being young, what challenges do you face?
You know, one challenge I guess you can say I face is experiences, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of kids, like I remember growing up, man, like going into middle school, I wasn't really like, you know what I'm saying, into the Bible like that. I was in seventh grade. I was 12 years old.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember every kid was saying like, oh yeah, you know, let's go smoke weed. You know what I'm saying? Let's go smoke weed in the bathroom. Let's go smoke weed at the park. And at 12 years old, I'm like, all my peers are doing this. So, hey man, you know, maybe I should. So I would say experiences, man. So mm-hmm. I can't necessarily relate to a lot of my peers in that sense.
Yeah,
I wasn't doing all the worldly things, right?
Mm-hmm.
I was just doing what I had to do, you know, as a Christian man at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Just trying to be the best son too, because I wanted to be, I wanted to make my parents proud too. I didn't want to make my parents disappointed in me in one way, shape, or form. But yeah, man. I would say experiences, man. Experiences is one of the things that. Growing up in the truth at a young age is hard, man, because sometimes mm-hmm. we don't experience it. Which is, personally, I'm just saying, like, weed has never really, like, you know, made me, I've never been crazy about it.
Okay.
I've never been crazy about smoking weed or getting into vapes or anything like that's damn near childish, right? Like, that's old. That's, you know, for the bird.
I've never been into weed like that. That just wasn't my forte. Because I know I've been offered to do that a lot when I was young. I know back when I was like six, like probably 16, 17, I was in the church, but I was only going because my homeboys was going.
Right, yeah.
And,
right.
You know, like they had females, but it wasn't a lot of females. It was like more of an older church.
Mm-hmm.
You know, still didn't understand nothing. I was just going just to get out the house because, you know, right. I was at home alone all the time. So I was like, man, let me just go to get out the house.
Right. Exactly.
And that's when we formed a rap group for the church.
OK.
You know what I'm saying? We were called TC3 at the time. You know, it was the Chosen Three.
Oh, OK. OK.
Yeah. Uh-huh. It was me plus two brothers that were in the group. And we were performing a lot, man. We were performing a lot. But at the same time, I was feeling kind of, bad, wrong. I felt like what I was doing was wrong because I would perform, tell people, hey, worship God. Hey, this is God. Well, Jesus at the time.
Right, yeah.
And I would go home and I would smoke blacks. I would do this, do that, she fornicate, you know, do all that.
Yeah.
So I had to leave. Honestly, I had to leave the church because I felt like I wasn't doing right.
Mm.
And I was young. So it was like, it's like I understand that battle. Mm. Trying to be in the church and then facing those obstacles of trying to do right, but then, you know, you're not doing right.
Mm.
You know, so those challenges that come up, like even for not just being young, but even for brothers like my age, you know, sometimes it's hard to do the right thing. Sometimes you do slip. Sometimes you do fall.
Right. Yeah. You
know? And I can't be the one to judge anybody, but you know, you gotta let them know, like, hey man, you gotta get back up and just, you know, keep it moving.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So how is your faith through it all?
You know, that's a crazy thing, right? Just faith as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
I think in this walk, it's super hard to keep the faith.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to explain why. Because, you know, even though we know the truth, we understand we're Israelites. We understand Blacks, Hispanics, and Native Americans are Israelites. We understand that we got to keep the commandments of the Most High God, right?
Mm-hmm.
But since Satan knows that we know all these things. He's going to punch us even harder, man. He's going to hit us with the 1-2 hook.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He's going to hit us with the uppercuts that we're not looking for, or not, that we're not ready for, per se, man. He's going to try to get us, man, in every way, shape, or form. You know, because when we were Christians, right, all Satan had to do was just hit us with a jab and we fall down. But now, in the truth, man, we got to, you know what I'm saying? We got weave. We got to do all these in the third, you know, so much.
That's the worst, man. Right. That's the worst. But, man, when he hits you, now it's like, man, he don't hit you with just a little jab. Right. He hit you with a 1-2 piece in a biscuit, you know? Right. Like, yeah. man. Man, yeah. So, all right. When it comes to reading your word, right? Do you find it hard? Do you find it like, yeah, I'm going to read, but then when you start reading, you kind of get like, I don't even know what to read. I'm just not into it right now. Like, do you find it difficult to do that?
Do I find it difficult to read, right? That's a good question. I would say, as of right now, yes. Just for me, anyways, I haven't really picked up my Bible just to read it. I still read the Bible. Like, I still compile lessons. I still, you know, when I'm trying to think of something, you know, just to spread wisdom to somebody, you know, of course I'm reading, you know, try to see where that scripture is at, this and the third. But to actually just sit down and read, I feel like it is pretty tough for me personally. And I will say this, because as a Christian, yeah, I read the Bible, the whole Bible once, when I've been in the truth. I read the Bible, you know, all throughout the all 80 books, you know.
Yeah.
And I've read the Apocrypha a handful of times, multiple times. So that's the thing, man. Like, even though we can obviously still learn, because, man, I don't know everything that's in the Bible, man. I don't know how to break down prophecies and Ezekiel, you know, Second Esther. I'm still, you know what I'm saying, not there yet.
Yeah.
Right. But is it like a thing where I'm like, man, I don't want to read because I think this is boring or it's a waste of time? Of course not.
Yeah.
I don't think reading is a waste of time. I advocate reading. Right. What does the Bible say? You know, Revelations 1:3. I can't paraphrase it, man, but he says, like, blessed are those who read. You know what I'm saying? So reading is fundamental, you know, in this walk. But as of lately, I haven't really just picked up the Bible just to pick it up. There's always been a reason.
There's
always been a reason.
Yeah, I get that. I don't know, like, I'll be like, all right, well, okay, what I'm finna learn, what I'm finna get into now, and it's just, for some reason, it's like there's just a block sometimes to the where I just don't understand, or it's like I'm just, nah, I can't read right now. Let me just pray. Wow. I can't find it right now. Let me just go ahead and pray at least. You know what I'm saying? So, like, sometimes I do find it hard to read. Just pick up the book and read.
Right. Yeah. I completely agree, because, you know, we have so many distractions too. I think that's a big thing, right? Us having our phones in our pockets damn near the whole day.
This is a distraction. This is a big distraction that we got to put down.
Biggest one is not our kids. It's not the sirens in the background. It's our phone.
My wife be like, why are you on the phone so much? Get off the phone. I'm like, yeah, I'm looking up something. Now, you always looking up something. Put the phone down. I'm like, all right, I'll put the phone down. That's the thing. That's one of our biggest distractions now, and that's the phone. Like, we can have a phone next to us and we start reading, man, you'd be like, all right, let me, I gotta look up something on Google right quick,
on another way to make $1,000, on another way to flip a, you know, something. Easy buck, you know.
Yeah,
it's distraction, man. Yeah. It really is.
And that's why sometimes I find it hard to read, because when you got that phone next to you, it's a distraction.
I just got a call, man. Like, it's any little thing can trigger something, man.
Yeah.
To to, you know, depart from you, you know, essentially from your, you know, your goal that you want to make, right? So I do believe this is a great distraction, but also it's an amazing tool.
True. That's why, true. Know, like,
we go back, I talk about balance all the time, man. Go back to Proverbs 11, man. A false balance is an abomination. So,
yeah.
You know, it's the best of both worlds, man.
Yeah, yeah.
I wouldn't be in the truth without this phone. Just keep it real.
Hey, you're right. Sometimes it's good. It's like a good and evil.
Exactly, man.
You know what I'm saying? Especially that's when it comes to social media, man. Like, that's real, like, life. That's real crazy.
Social media, man.
Yeah.
Man.
So, all right. You being 20.
Right.
You know. Just like it, man. Yeah, man. You know, like, all praises, man. So, a lot of people your age don't even get to see 20.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, just seeing 20.
Right.
When you see couples holding hands, lovey-dovey, you know, kissing, you know, like, how does that make you feel? Like, or you know, like, yeah, like, how does it make you feel?
That's a good question. I mean, I'm not jealous, you know. I've never really been that jealous type. But it's just, I kind of just look at it. It is what it is, man.
Yeah.
You know, I had a relationship in high school that lasted a long time. So I kind of
remember that one.
Yeah, you remember that one.
I remember.
So that's the thing, man. Like, I kind of, you know, understand, you know, how that feels like. So I'm not like out the loop when it comes to that. But I'd say, like, you know, I'm not like, you know, envying our brothers and sisters or, you know, trying to be like, oh man, you know what I'm saying? Like, look at this guy. You know what I'm saying? I'm not like, I'm not, you know, trying to hate on no brothers or sisters. You know, you do what you do. As long as you know what you're doing, though. You know, I would say this, a lot of our brothers and sisters, man, don't know what they're doing in a relationship. They don't know what they want. They don't know what they have to do. And it always just, you know, a lot of the times, man, unfortunately, a lot of relationships break up because they, at the end of the day, they don't know what they want. Because, hey, holding hands, you know, it feels nice, man. You know, having a kiss, you know, feels nice, man. But at the end of the day, what do you want in the future?
And
what do you want in your partner? That's a question that you got to ask yourself before, you know, the holding hands, before talking all night on the phone, before being on FaceTime all day. You know, you got to understand what you need and what you want.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I think that's a really important thing that, our people are, or my age, just got to, consider.
Yeah. So, you know, young men out there, what you have to do, you have to court first. You can't just, let me jump into a relationship. Let me get into her pants. Let me do this and do that. No. You have to court first because you have to get to know the person. You have to vibe the person. You know, there's no kissing involved. Well, you know, biblically,
right?
You know, you're not supposed to be what's that word I'm looking for?
Like intercourse. I mean, of course, intercourse.
Intercourse doesn't come until the ceremony. You know what I'm saying?
You know, yeah. You know, it's just that's just wisdom, though.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Yes. Because I would say this, right? You know, people that rush relationships, a lot of the times, man, like it, I would say this, anything rushed is not good, man.
Yeah, anything exactly.
A good, something that tastes good has been marinating in the fridge for the day before it was even cooked, right? So that's what I'm saying, man. We gotta, you know, kind of wait things out, kind of test it. Oh,
got to.
You know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm trying to say. Like, a lot of rush into situations, being hasty.
Yeah, yeah.
What does the Bible say about being hasty, man? Shouldn't
be hasty, man.
Right. So, you know, because, you know, sometimes we always have an angel and a demon on our shoulders, man. But exactly. A lot of times that hasty spirit is that demon on your shoulder. Right.
Yeah.
And that's another thing too. We just got to be more prudent, more understanding of consequences in the future. Mm-hmm. We got to analyze every situation, just being very analytical in every aspect, knowing how to judge certain situations.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Cause the spiritual man judges all things. Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So when you say that, is it like you want to be in a relationship like fast? Like, let's say right now you like, hey, I want a relationship, you know, cause I'm tired of being alone.
I would say this, right? I'm at that point in my life where I'm in college right now, right? I'm in school. I just moved. So, you know, I have a place with my brother and I, you know, technically. But, you know, that's a good question. I kind of don't like that question.
Mm-hmm.
Only because I don't know what the Most High wants for me.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Because I'm not. Another thing too, a lot of people block blessings too.
Okay.
Because you know what it's I'll kind of put it like this. When you're kind of moving too, I don't want to say too righteous, because of course we want to be righteous.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, we're blocking the curses, right? But a lot of the times people block blessings too.
Okay. Okay.
So that's what I'm saying. You gotta analyze the situation. I'm not just going to be like, for example, you know, say, you know, Maria or Mary, you know, she comes up to me and says, hey, Emmanuel, you know, like, I seen that, you know, you've been following the truth and stuff like that. And, you know, I want to follow under that. Like, I want to get into that. And, you know, I'm like, okay, sure. You know, I'm not just going to like push her to the side because, you know, I'm like, oh, I don't think I'm ready. I don't think I'm ready.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think I'll say it like this, man. And I tell my people this too. Like, I kind of don't want a woman. This is just me personally. I kind of don't want a woman when I'm fully set. I kind of want one that kind of builds up with me.
Yeah. Okay.
You know what
I'm
saying? Yeah. Because it's not authentic. It's not organic when you have everything and they come along for the ride. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, like you wasn't with me when I, you know, you wasn't with me shooting in the gym type. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's real life. Right. But of course, you got to be smart about this. Like I said, there's a balance to it, man. So say I do entertain this woman, right?
Okay.
I'm not just going to be on some, okay, so, you know, like when you're trying to, you know what I'm saying? When you try to consummate the marriage, like, nah, like, come on. We got to build a foundation first, man. We got to set boundaries. That's the biggest thing. Setting boundaries, man. Set boundaries, brothers, sisters, too. Set boundaries, man. Know what you want. That's why I talked about that, too. Know what you want. Right? Because that's the thing, man. Like, I mean, not even knowing what you want, knowing what you need. Yeah. I would say that. Knowing what you need. Because what do we want as men? Like, man. What do we want, right? Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. You got to know what you need, man.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to say this. As a young man, we don't need baby mama drama in our lives. So let's not
Right.
let's not make no babies, you know, when.
For real.
You know, when we barely just move out of our parents or still living with our parents or have car problems or, you know, like, come on, let's have a foundation first, man. Like at least have a car, at least have a job.
At least,
man. Come on.
So it's like young men out there.
Right.
Please, man, please don't. Don't have a baby mama. And if she's your baby mama, please try to make it work. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's fact.
There's nothing more honorable to God than marriage.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I've been blessed to have the wife I have now, you know, from the Most High. Marriage is a beautiful thing. I'm not saying you're not going to go through your ups and downs. But, you know, you being young, I know it's hard because when you don't have anybody, you know, not saying have anybody, like when you don't have a spouse, when you don't have that person that you can, you know, confide in, talk to, you know, hold you down, mm-hmm. you get lonely. And I, you know, and I'm not going to say, oh, you're not supposed to get lonely. You know, you're serving the Most High, you know, do this, do. Nah, man, you're going to get lonely, man. You're going to get lonely in this walk.
True.
Because you don't have your Eve with you. You know what I'm saying?
In general, man, like in general.
Mm-hmm.
In
mm-hmm.
general. What was Eve to Adam? His helpmate.
Exactly.
Right. So in general, mm-hmm. man.
Like, all right, man, we gotta find you a rib, man. We gotta find you a rib out there, man.
And God gotta find me a rib, man. God.
Yeah, you're right. And that's what we're gonna do. I'm gonna pray for you so we can find you one, man. You know, I'm gonna say Most High lead me to help find him a rib, you know. Yeah.
Vessel, man.
That's it, man. You know, hey, you know, if you want to try speed dating, you know.
Hey, man. Speed dating, crazy. And the truth, hey, we do a Hebrew Israelite balloon show. You know,
pop the balloon, Hebrew Israelite edition.
Hey,
you never know. We might could just go ahead and do that, man. You know what I'm saying? Nah,
it'd be crazy.
So. What does marriage look like for you? Like, as in, how long do you think it'll be before you get married?
Man, like I wish I knew. Mm-hmm. I really don't know. Yeah. I really don't know. I mean, so I don't even know what I'm gonna eat tomorrow. Like, I really don't know. Like,
true.
You know, I really don't know what my next meal is gonna be. I don't know.
Yeah, like, yeah.
I'm really not thinking about mm-hmm. that. In that sense, what I'm really worried about, or what I'm really just thinking about as a man, being 20 years old, is finding my purpose.
Okay.
Because out of high school, you know, I just worked full time doing security, and I still do security, but I still didn't know what I wanted to do with my life.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And I finally this year, decided to just go back to school and study. And that's why, like, you know, I think another thing too is I feel like, man, we got to try to find ourselves too, man.
Mm-hmm.
We do, you know, and the truth helps. The truth helps mm-hmm. more, definitely, right?
Mm-hmm.
But that's like, you know, spiritually, mm-hmm. right? But in this world, in Babylon, we got to live through it too.
Yeah.
We all got to live through Babylon, man. Mm-hmm. Just like Daniel had to do. Just like Joseph had to do in Egypt. We got to do what we got to do in our captivity.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But that's just the thing that I'm just trying to figure myself out, man. Just really trying to find my purpose here as a man.
Mm-hmm.
We understand, we children of the Most High God. We Israelites, right?
Mm-hmm.
But as a man,
yeah,
I'm trying to better myself, better my circumstance, mm-hmm. right? Be better. Just be better. I don't want to stay stagnant. I don't want to go low or be dependent on everybody. Like, no, I want to improve. I want to be better, be the change.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one thing that I'm really striving for myself and for other brothers too. Like all my brothers in this truth. I want all my brothers in this truth too mm-hmm. to succeed, to elevate, to improve their lives, man. So I think that's a really big thing that we got to focus on, man. Just on ourselves. We got to focus on ourselves.
Yeah. So basically what he's saying is that, you know, as long as you know, when you following God, right?
Right.
You got to make sure you're right within yourself mm-hmm. before you can say, I'm going to bring somebody into my life, you know, because you never know what could happen. You bring that person into your life and you mess that person up or that person messes you up.
God.
You know, I didn't have this guidance when I was growing up, because if I would have understood, you know, what was going on, then I probably, you know, would do marriage better, a little bit better than what I did when I started. You know, so... Another thing he's saying, he don't want to rush into anything right now until the Most High says, hey, it is time. Right. Just like Rafiki said, it was it Rafiki say it's yeah Rafiki from the Lion King when he say it is time. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So there's nothing wrong with waiting for marriage. Mm-hmm. There's nothing wrong with waiting to have sex for the men and the women. Right. You know, but us being young boys, young men like we feel like oh we're not supposed to wait. We feel like, oh, now I need to get it, and I need to get it now. You know, I need to lose my virginity now. But you don't need to, because that comes with soul ties. That comes with a lot. So there's nothing wrong with following God and keeping yourself until your wife comes. And I'm saying this to the women, too. There's nothing wrong with keeping yourself until your husband comes.
Right.
You know, and I know for my brother being young and being, you know, in the gospel, I know it's hard sometimes.
Nah, it is, man. This it's one of the hardest things, man, because like nature calls, man, sometimes, man. I'ma just say.
Yeah.
Man, we get tempted, nature calls, and you know, it's tough, man, mm-hmm. for us.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, one thing that we kind of just gotta think about too is just like, what's better?
Mm-hmm.
What's better?
Mm-hmm.
Me being in a toxic relationship with a girl that doesn't even love me, or you know, waiting it out and finding the right person to mm-hmm. be like, hey, to be my helpmate.
Exactly.
You know, exactly. Like, you know, pleasure only lasts so long.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
But torture damn near can last forever. So you know what I'm saying? Like that's one thing too, man. Like if I were to rush to have a family, man, that wouldn't be a good idea for me, bro. Because I say one thing, I'll be on my cancel culture stuff and say one thing, she take the kids, man.
Yeah.
Child support, man. I'm doing all these things. Like, come on, nah. Like, it's just,
yeah, it trust me, man. It's not easy, man. It's not easy, man. But I can say I can say, man, marriage is a beautiful thing, you know.
Of course.
I married a loyal woman, I married a good woman. You know, the Most High blessed me with that. So you know, men out there, man, yeah, it's hard serving the Most High. I'm not gonna lie. If you really into it, if you really like about that, I understand it's hard, but it'll get easier as the time goes. You know, look at my brother here, man. Since I've known him, you know, he told me about the relationship he had in high school.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, it sounds like it ain't gonna work, man. You know, they're on two different paths, man.
Two different. You know, man, but hey. I'll say one thing, man. It helped me understand what I really need in my life, man. That mm-hmm. that whole thing was a life lesson. That whole time, man. I learned a lot, man. And it's crazy too. I learned so much from that. I hear other people saying the same advice I was telling myself, and like mm-hmm. other people. You know, I'm like, hey, like they understand too. So like, yeah. You know, like life experiences does teach you game, but knowing too much too can also deteriorate your soul, man. I was gonna say something on Instagram or just in general. I was gonna say knowing too much of everything is bad, but knowing everything is also a blessing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It is.
So that's the thing, because mm-hmm. if you know every experience, man, your life is probably messed up. If you know what it feels like to be a drug addict, if you know how it feels to be an alcoholic, if you know how it feels to be cheated on, if you know how it feels to kill somebody, all these things, that's not a good experience.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Right. But also too, knowing everything is also a blessing too.
Mm-hmm.
Because we can learn from that.
Yeah.
So knowing everything could be a curse and a blessing. And mm-hmm. I was gonna say something in my social media about that. But it's a perfect balance at the end of the day, man.
Yeah.
That's really just what it comes down to, man.
Hey, you gotta put it out there, man. You gotta give people the knowledge, man. You know what I'm saying?
knowledge, truth, understanding, man.
That's it. That's it. So, fellas out there, man, you heard the young man speak. Right. You heard him say what he need to say, and I'm looking at you out there, man. You know, it's not easy, but try and do your best out there. Try and do your best.
Every day.
You know what I'm saying? With that being said, Amanuwa, is there anything you want to say to the people out there?
Yeah, I would say this. You know, I would say if you have any questions about just the whole Israelite thing in the first place, man, you know, feel free to just ask questions in, you know, his comment section down below, or even just reaching out to the camps, right? Believers of the Way. I'm in Believers of the Way Bay Area. Look that up on YouTube. You know, we have a couple of lessons out there as well. And, you know, we just trying to build family. That's one thing too, man. We kingdom builders, man. Mm-hmm. You know, so we just trying to help our people in any way, shape, or form, man. Yeah. If you just have any questions about life, just life lessons, like, you know, it's good to have somebody to talk to, because a lot of the time, man, especially if you're in the world trying to get out of it, a lot of the people in our lives can't give us good knowledge, good wisdom, good game.
Mm-hmm.
But the brothers in the truth, man, I'll say they've experienced both worlds for the most part, so they can give you a better perspective on just the reality of things. But yeah, man, I'm happy that you brought me in today, man. I'm blessed, man. I appreciate
it. No doubt. Any shout outs you want to give?
Yeah, man. I mean, like I said, man, shout out BOW, shout out my family. Shout out the Most High God, man.
With son,
I'm gonna strike you out with shot, man.
Oh, praises to the Most High, man.
Right, all praises. So yeah, man, I mean that's pretty much it, man. I'm appreciate you having me here, man.
No problem. You know, so I like to give a shout out to my boy Amanuwa for being here, you know, since, you know, taking the time out. You know, give, you know, shout out to the Most High for allowing us to do this today, man. You know, being young and following the gospel, following God, man. You know what I'm saying? And now people out there, man, what I need y'all to do, the link is going to be below in the description, right? Of my single, Endure, right? Featuring not Amanuwa, but Namanuwa. You know what I'm saying?
Good,
so
brother.
What I need y'all to do, I need y'all to go ahead and click that link, you know, like it, you know, subscribe, and also subscribe to the Alpha Circle. You know what I'm saying? If you gonna watch it, subscribe to it, like the video. You know what I'm saying? Don't be a hater, man. Don't be like that, man. You know what I'm saying? This is so, you know. With all that being said, this has been another episode of the Alpha Circle. Thank you, Namanuwa, for being here. Shalom.
Shalom, familia.
Heaven to hell ain't really bother me. When I opened that book, I saw my decree. Learn from the best, so I saw Joe. Drop to my knees, now I'm prayer mode. Taking all these hits, home runner, being dragged through the mud, forerunner. Things went wrong, I rebuke God.